On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's track team is Jolynn Denman, a freshman out of Esco, Minnesota. And first of all, Jolynn, how did you end up at Bemidji State?
It was my dad recommended going to Bemidji because he was an alumni here. And a couple of my English teachers recommended the English department because I want to be an English teacher. And then I discovered that they also had a track team here and a cross country team. So I was immediately hooked over here.
How have you liked it so far? You're obviously a freshman and a distance runner. How are things going for you so far?
Everything is pretty good. Like, I'm learning how to juggle my classes along with my track schedule, making things click, and I'm meeting wonderful teammates, wonderful friends, and it's just a really good time over here.
How have you done as far as your track season so far in placing? Have you broken any personal records or anything this year?
At first in the season, it was a whole new ball game compared to high school, and I had really good teammates who taught me the skills that I would need to use during long distance, and I've been breaking a couple PRs in my 3,000-meter race, and which is very awesome, and a lot of advice from my coaches has definitely helped me along the way, so I'm really happy.
One of your captains is a distance runner, Tina Larson. How much has she helped you and guide you and kind of mentor you?
She taught me breathing techniques that I can use when I'm tired during the race, and using good pacing, and just giving me support while I'm running on the track. And she's my running buddy during practice, so it's just a really good time for the two of us.
I know in talking with Coach Craig Hogan, a lot of times he says when he meets up with his athletes for practice, he doesn't have to spend a lot of time with the distance runners because you kind of just go on your way and go run outside. Obviously, with the weather this cold, it's kind of hard to run outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very difficult, and I really love running outdoors, but with running inside, it's always the same thing again and again, but we always try to entertain each other while we're running, and we challenge each other, and I just can't wait for spring to come. That way I can go outside running again.
As far as a coach, how much fun is it to have Coach Hogan as a coach?
Phenomenal. I just love hanging around with him because he reminds me of my dad and my high school track coach. So whatever he says, it kind of brings back memories from my high school. And he's just a really supportive coach, and I just love talking with him.
You've had quite a few meets already this season. The last one was the BSU Twilight. How did you do at that one?
That one, it was unbelievable. I ran the 3,000. I previously ran it at St. Cloud, and I ran it at 12:38. And at the Twilight meet, I ran it at 12:18, so I dropped 20 seconds, and it was just unbelievable. And I could hardly believe how fast I was flying, and everybody just kept telling me to go, go, go. And I was like, and when I saw the time, I just could hardly believe what I was seeing.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's a great feat. 20 seconds off of your time. Amazing. You've got a couple of teammates that are on their way to the Division II Indoor Championships in a couple of weeks. You've got the NSIC Indoor Championships coming up this weekend in Mankato. Will you be competing at that one?
Yeah, I'll be competing at the Mankato. I'll be running the 3,000 again over there.
How do you prepare week to week? Obviously, this is a big deal compared to the Twilight, isn't it?
It is. And our coaches, they try to come up with personal workouts for each group, for sprinters, distance, and they want us to give us sets that will kind of fit around like our race pace, mileage, and yeah.
Well, good luck this weekend in Mankato, and congratulations on a great freshman year. It sounds like you're just going to keep breaking records, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope to do that, and I know a lot of people will be helping me along the way. I really appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Jolynn. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.